This is Night Watch, a podcast production of The Famished Patriot, delivering stories, insights, and perspective on the Christian life and American history and culture, all rooted in the Judeo-Christian worldview. On July 4th, 1976, my wife and I found ourselves on the National Mall, somewhere between the Washington Monument and the U.S. Capitol building. It was the 4th of July, and America was celebrating her bicentennial. I was 24 years old. Fireworks lit the sky that evening, fireworks unlike any I had ever seen. Fireworks unlike any I have seen since. There was much to celebrate, after all. America was about to enter her third century of life. And what a grand life to celebrate. And yet, that night, as Americans of all stripes gathered to celebrate our nation's birthday, our national psyche still reeled from the decade and a half we had all just survived. The noisy 60s remained in our collective memory. We had run a 10-year sprint since the 50s, a softer, slower, more agreeable decade with family, hearth, and home at center stage. Through a decade where restraint was cast off by many in the wanton pursuit of life with no rules. We witnessed the birth of sex, drugs, and rock and roll. We were and are the Woodstock generation, and our lives in the kinder, gentler 50s had long since disappeared into the mist. Together, we had endured the bloody years of the Civil Rights Movement, the assassinations of three beloved national figures, JFK, RFK, and MLK, and watched our city streets erupt in flames in the aftermath. The Chicago 7, the Weather Underground, the killing of four students at Kent State University, had all been spawned by an unpopular war and an even more unpopular president. That night, with our blankets spread on the ground and our children gathered close, awaiting the colorful, fiery explosions and their accompanying thunderous booms, we came together as Americans and began to heal. Only a year had passed since America had abandoned the South Vietnamese people as we pulled out of Saigon defeated. We had seen it all unfold, transfixed on our television screens. The images of desperate South Vietnamese clinging to the runners of American helicopters as they lifted off the roofs of buildings in the U.S. Embassy compound in Saigon filled my heart with great sadness. These people sensed their deaths were imminent, and many were correct. But something happened to me that evening on the National Mall. I saw America anew, emotionally and psychologically bloodied by the many blows I had we all had suffered through the previous 15 years. A fresh hope awoke in me. What an unforgettable night. They say that over 1 million people had converged on the mall that evening. As we last departed this historical event about 1 a.m. in the morning and walked the many blocks from the Washington Monument to West 25th Street, where our car awaited to return us to our home in Annandale, I began to believe in America again. Soon, the real vision would begin to form in me, and ideas would start taking shape. Puzzle pieces would commence to assembling themselves on the board, and the picture of my life's call would gain clarity. You have been listening to The Famished Patriot on Night Watch.